Eric the Architect.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you spell architect?
Sometimes I mess that up too. It's A-R-C-H-I-T-E-C-T, I think.
That's one of those words that has a high probability of getting missed. There's infinite ways to misspell it. You can put a K at the end of the T.
And, that's a fact. Yeah. And you know what else?
Yeah.
You ever see a word and you swear that it's spelled wrong,
mm-hmm.
but it's spelled right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
one of those words.
When I on the stream where it says live with Eric the Architect and all, I had to like highlight what I wrote, cut it, put it into Google, and see if
double
it was,
check.
And double check.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff spelled wrong, both my names, actually, my last name too.
Oh, really?
So
your last name, Elliot, right?
Yeah, so they fuck up the first name, yeah. Architect, and yeah. my last name. So
yeah, I know. Okay, so because you have two T's at the end,
and two L's.
Two L's.
Two L's.
Is there a prop? Is there like one objective way to spell Elliot, or is it kind of all over the place?
I think it just pick. Some people, when they pick Elliot as their first name, they spell mm-hmm. it differently too.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, admittedly, the way that I spell it is probably the right way.
Mm. Eric, yeah. what has been the most persistent thought on your mind lately?
That's a good question. Who cares?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Are you good at like not caring what other people think of you?
Yeah.
Have you always been that way?
Nah.
No? Is that something you had to like kind of cultivate?
Some new shit.
Okay.
I would say in the past, like maybe 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of recent.
It's like yesterday, right?
Yeah. That's kind of recent. I mean, you've been like making, you know, putting yourself out there and making yeah. stuff for much longer than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say you've gone about cultivating that, like, who cares attitude?
I read some of a book called The Art of Not Giving a Fuck, but that
the
is
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck?
That one, yeah.
It was by Mark Manson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that book.
Okay, so I started
book.
That, but yeah. I didn't finish it, and I decided. In that moment that yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I didn't care enough to even finish the book.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I mean that's the way to read these like self-help books, man. It's like
oh, yeah.
you just do it enough until you're like, all right, I got it.
Get the confidence. You
get
know?
To it. Because all these books, they can be summed up in like two sentences, but they kind of drag the...
They drag
the,
it, yeah. Just wasting paper at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, who cares, you know?
Mm. Is there any... Like when back when you did care, I mean, do we even look at it like that? Do we look at it like... BCAC
before care back when I did care
yeah back when you did care was there something in particular
that you cared
about a lot?
Oh man, my voice.
Your voice?
Yeah, I used to fuck with me like
really
because I wanted like a really like deep voice.
Mm.
You know, and like sometimes people would call to like speak to my mom or my
yeah.
dad
yeah
and they would think that I'm like a girl.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's me, Eric.
And would kids like make fun of you for your voice and stuff?
Yeah, because it didn't change until I was like 14.
I think you have a cool voice.
Thanks, man. For your sure. voice is really cool, too.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be fun, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, on here, we talk to people on the phone about life and...
Life.
Death and...
Death.
You stream on Twitch, right? Like you
yeah,
were saying?
Yeah.
Did you ever... Were you mainly doing music on there, or were you just kind of like hanging
It was
out?
A mixed bag, man. I was like producing on Wednesdays, and then Fridays was like Zesty Night.
What's Zesty Night?
Zesty Night is like, it's really late, so like I just play music, and then people in the chat attack each other sometimes. And then when somebody insults me, everybody gangs up on that person and gets them banned.
Are you a night owl? How's your sleep schedule?
Nowadays, yeah. I go to sleep really early, man.
Okay.
Yeah. That time I was going to sleep like 2 o'clock in the morning every day, 3 yeah. o'clock. Yeah. Now I'm like, by 10, I'm done.
Do you feel better? Like waking up at a regular hour?
Because you get up earlier.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you do with the first like hour of your day?
I make a tea or a coffee.
Okay.
My girl makes a coffee.
Nice.
She just got one of the espresso machines for me for Christmas.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So we've been making them. Well, she's been making them for me, and there's mm-hmm. been a great Folgers. Well, it's not Folgers, but you know, like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best part of waking up is, I'll just say, espresso in your cup.
Yeah, because it's about what the coffee represents. It's like, look, I know I have a whole day of like, I have to do shit.
Deal with shit.
You got to answer your emails and just random bullshit.
It just helps you, you know? And then you get a good shit in as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, the coffee shits, they really get you.
They get you. You start your day. You know
how often after the coffee does the shit kick
pretty
in?
Fast
pretty fast
I have to be in the radius of a bathroom like upon consumption, you know?
You ever like kind of mix them up, like you drink half the coffee, then you take
yes.
the shit.
How do you
go
know
back
that?
To the coffee, then you go back into the toilet.
That's very, and you know what you have to really be really careful of is if you mix orange juice in that somehow. So if you're
really?
Drinking orange juice, you might say, oh, I want an orange juice. And, oh, let me get a coffee. You might as well not leave the house for like an hour or two.
Does orange juice make you shit? Is that a thing?
Combination of orange juice and coffee definitely makes me shit.
Huh.
Worse. The shits is different than shitting.
Huh. But it's almost like, I feel like there's something spiritual about that. Like you're purging your body of the toxins so that you start the day
right
fresh.
It's like ayahuasca.
It's like, have you ever done ayahuasca?
No.
So I know that like the thing is like everyone else in the gang, like, you know, they're very into like psychedelics and stuff,
yeah.
and you're not.
No.
Is there like, is that an intentional thing? Like, or is it like for a reason that you kind of like swore off? Like,
you know,
I don't know if it swore off or what it is, but
I've had my own experiences.
Yeah.
But not as often as them.
Okay.
And I think that I just like to watch, man. It was funny.
Mm.
Like, it was awesome. Like, just watching your friends leave themselves.
Yeah.
And then not judging either, but kind of like, I feel like I'm there too already.
Are you a guy where like, if people like they'll like confide in you things? And
I'd
like,
say so.
Yeah.
Pretty responsible guy. I feel older than I really am.
Mm-hmm. So you're a good guy to be on drugs around?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm probably the best person to be around because I'm not going to fuck with you.
That's a good I feel like we need more of that, right?
Because
everyone wants to do drugs, nobody wants to hang out with people who are on drugs while not doing them.
That's me.
But there's a pleasure in that because you're like getting
me.
To fully experience
right.
watching other people, as you say, leave themselves.
Yeah. But drinking, well, I cannot drink what other people drink too, but that's not really as fun.
Yeah,
being drunk with everybody else is pretty fun.
Yeah. Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Just a little bit? Okay, nice.
A lot of it.
Oh, a lot of it?
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like being not high when other people are high is not as... It's not as fun to watch people... It's not fun to watch people be high.
Yeah. High is different.
Yeah.
High is different. And also, being high around people who are not high is not
terrible.
Fun at all.
Yeah.
Because you know you look crazy too.
Yeah.
And at least like... You look less crazy when other people look crazy.
Yeah.
But then if I'm the only person with like red eyes, it looks weird.
It's fun for everyone to be sort of like feeling really awkward together.
Right.
As opposed to you're feeling awkward and you're around other people who are of mind.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers, man.
Let's do it.
It's like these slippery ass... fucking hands.
Oh yeah, no, this is, I'm waiting for this thing to just crash and fall and I'll cry.
I don't want to spill this beer on my dick.
Hey, you want to take some calls?
We should.
Let's do it.
I'm with you.
Hello, Ricky. Oh, Ricky's on the motorcycle right now.
Oh, he's getting out of car.
Hello. Hi, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
I'm not
now.
On a motorcycle.
Moped?
Ricky, it says here that you want to talk about a time that you got punched in the face at a Flatbush Zombies concert.
Sounds crazy already.
Yeah, that is what I said. Can I quickly talk about what just happened to me and why it sounded that way a second ago?
I'm mildly curious. Let's hear it.
Okay. So the reason it sounded that way is because I was standing outside of my car because I was just driving and someone hit the back of my car at a red light. And I don't know. There was no damage and he seemed really, really nervous. So I kind of just let him go. I don't know if I should have done that, but...
Oh, he hit your car and you just let him go?
It's very nice.
He's very nice.
Samaritan.
Well, like, he kind of just lightly bumped to the back and there was no damage or anything. And I pulled over and he was like, I'm really sorry. And, you know, he seemed really nervous about it, you know, like, I don't know if he like doesn't have insurance or something. And like, I don't know.
Sounds like he doesn't want to go to jail.
To my car and it's already kind of beat up. So I kind of just let him go.
I think, like you were saying, I think it's a good Samaritan thing to do.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Are you a nice guy?
Yeah, I guess most people would say I'm a nice guy. You know, I think I'm pretty nice.
But you got punched, and you're a nice guy. Could you explain that?
Yeah, so I can talk about that. And so that was completely random. It's not like I was looking to fight anyone. I was just at the concert, enjoying the music that you've made. Basically, it came from like my blind side. Like all I saw was like a fist coming out of nowhere from like my right side. And so he hit me on like kind of like the temple, like eye area.
Oh my God.
And I turned around and no one was there. Like they ran away basically right after.
Coward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what, like, I don't think I did anything to them, you know? Like, I don't know what brought them to punch me specifically or if it was an accident. Like, I don't know.
Were you in a mosh pit or? Were you close to a mosh pit?
No, maybe? I was outside of the mosh pit. That was the thing. Like, you know, I was in the mosh pit before, but I was out of the mosh pit just kind of hanging out. So
but,
I don't know.
But you were
maybe I pushed him in the mosh pit and he was mad.
I think you just solved it. I think you figured it out.
See, he said he was in the mosh pit.
In the mosh pit. And then he got the fuck out the mosh pit. And then the guy punched him.
Oh, because did he push somebody out of the mosh pit?
You might have. He might have.
What does your face look like?
I mean,
do you just have like? Because some people,
some people have faces that you do want to punch.
Some people have faces that you just want to punch them.
Yeah, some people have the punch face.
Do you feel like you have a punch face?
I mean, like, I don't think so. I've never been told that before, but I feel like that's not something that people tell you. You know?
No, people don't tell you. They just
punch you.
They just punch you.
Yeah.
I mean, it was only that one instance, you know? It's not like a reoccurring thing.
Hmm. Well, I mean, listen, Ricky, do you feel like you learned anything from this experience?
Do I sound like I have a punch face?
What do you think? Does he sound like he has a punchable face?
Yeah, he does.
I also kind of hear it a little bit.
It's like the tone that you're using is a little punchy. It's a little bit.
But you have a punchable voice.
We can tell. Not that. Face, yeah.
You might have a great... totally non-punchable face, but were you talking around this guy and maybe he heard your punchable voice and he was like, I gotta punch that guy?
I don't think so, you know? I mean, I'm mostly just listening to the music, so, you know.
Do you dance really awkwardly?
Well, again, I mean, no one's ever told me that, but I don't know.
You could have a punchable body, punchable movements.
Sometimes you see somebody say, I want to knock that guy out. And especially in a mosh pit environment, it doesn't make it okay, but sometimes you want to punch people in the face.
Well, do you think people can have like punchable vibes?
Yeah.
Maybe they are jealous.
Punchable aura?
I don't know. Maybe they're jealous of my vibe.
Jealous of your vibe. That could be it as well.
But Ricky, tell us. Before we go, did you learn anything from this? Did the punch knock some sort of your brain, some part of your brain into any epiphany of any kind? Or did you leave the experience rather empty-handed?
Well, I just tried not to let it affect me since, it didn't hurt that bad. Mm. And so I just kind of continued enjoying myself.
Anything else to say to Ricky, Eric?
Ricky. I hope that doesn't happen again. But, I'm sorry that you get punched. Hopefully you learn to fight better, I guess. Or maybe have some spider senses so next time that happens, you...
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really a fight situation. It was just a sucker punch, you know?
But for me, if somebody punches me, anyway. I have to fight them. But I don't know if I just feel like I just have to fight you after that. Because that's why you probably are a nice guy. I think we started by saying that. You said you think you're a nice guy. You let somebody off.
With the right. That's we kind of if you let somebody off with the tap to the back of the car, you know, I can see you being the kind of guy let somebody
punch you in the face.
Punch you in the face, which is a way to go through life. It's an you're a pacifist, and that's a respectable way to move about the world.
You know what I mean? I didn't know where they went.
Listen, Ricky, don't let anyone get you to compromise your values, all right? You clearly have a way in which you like to diffuse situations, and it sounds as though it's working for you.
It's working. You're here.
Thank you very much for calling, Ricky.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Do you think he wanted something from you? Do you think he was like, hey, I got punched at one of your concerts? You want? Can I get like an autograph or a baseball thing or?
I don't know what he wanted.
I don't know if he wanted anything.
Wanted either. Something, maybe a NFT. I don't fucking know.
Do you? Okay, so you were saying that if somebody just sucker punched you, you'd fight them back
immediately. I have to.
You would have to. So yeah. So you're not like on a scale from somebody like Ricky.
Ricky,
who is very much sort of like let bygones be bygones, whatever, whatever. To somebody who's just like out of control, like looking for
an shit.
Where do you lie on your like willingness to get involved in an
into
altercation
a scuffle
of some kind?
I have one better for you.
Hit me.
I was at a party. If anybody's at this party, here's the story, then they're going to know what part I'm talking about. But I was at a party where everyone was related to the person that was throwing the party. Mm. And then everyone else was friends of the person's party. Mm. And a fight started and everyone in the party was fighting each other. But everybody was like fighting a stranger that they don't know why they were fighting them. And somebody hit me. So I just looked for somebody else to hit that I didn't know.
So like the sort of... the energy was getting like passed from one person to another.
It
didn't necessarily need to be reciprocated
to that.
It needed to be put back
into somebody else.
Into somebody else. Interesting.
And was it the wisest thing? Probably not. But in that moment, I mean, I'm only human. Somebody just like punched me, so I'm gonna find somebody else to punch.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna punch somebody that's like a friend of mine. I'm gonna punch somebody who looks like they need to get punched.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that environment, not in the normal environment.
Do you remember what started the scuffle in the first place?
It was somebody was talking to somebody's girl. It's usually that, right?
Yeah.
And somebody didn't know this was a girl that was like her boyfriend was there, some shit like that.
Oh, okay. He was flirting with some.
And then
guy's
another
girlfriend.
Person came to defend that, and then a brawl, a melee started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, why did I get punched? I didn't fuck anybody's girlfriend, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
Did you have like did you get like an adrenaline rush of any kind, dopamine or going to the brain?
I did, and I was drunk, so we were all pretty like drinking and stuff. So maybe that might have. I feel like I'm having a therapy session. That might have been the reason why I was so excited to fight.
Yeah.
But I was also confused and maybe a little scared.
Yeah.
Just because like I don't want to fight somebody that like I'm gonna see again
for sure
at a barbecue somewhere
for sure
so
but I mean it's good to be prepared like I'm a pacifist, but that's by you know, because I can't. If somebody wants to fuck, if somebody out there wanted to fuck with me or punch me or anything, I can't do anything because I'm very weak. So it'd be nice to
weak fighting wise
like it would be. I'd like to have the option, but since I don't, I can retreat into like, oh, I'm a pacifist. It's for like whatever, like a spiritual reasons, but secretly it's because, you know, what am I gonna do? You know.
So you just kind of like broadcasting that out there that you can't fight.
Yeah, look, if someone listens to this right now and they want to antagonize me in some way, then you know they should. You only live once.
You only live. Yeah. I like that. You're a nice guy too. So
hey, thanks, man.
You know, but you don't have a punchable face, though.
I appreciate that. Maybe without the makeup, I might have a punchable face.
What does Jacob have for us?
Let's see. Jacob, is that you? Jacob from West Virginia.
West Virginia, mountain mama.
Yeah.
What's up?
How's it going?
Yes. Hello, Eric. How you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
I am amazing.
Amazing.
How are you all?
Amazing.
Jacob, it says here that you are not sure what you want to do for a career. It says you graduated college with a business marketing degree. You aspire to be a music producer.
Oh.
But you feel pressure from your family to steer in a more traditional field. Is this accurate, Jacob?
Yes, that is correct.
Went off on your path, Eric. There any like pressure from outside sources of like, oh, maybe you should go do something else?
People are always gonna think you're crazy when you're about to embark on greatness.
Mm.
You know, because you have to be a little crazy to believe that you're gonna make it.
Mm.
Because so many people don't make it, and not even in music, but just in life. Like, everyone wants to be fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like technically the coolest person that they know, you know, because we are all cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you got to like prove to the world that you're cool somehow. And that's what we're looking for. We're just looking for somebody to prove that you deserve my attention. And I don't know how to do that. Some people tap their face. Some people shit on themselves. Some people troll people. Some people do anything to be recognized. Mm-hmm. But mostly what you got to do is really convince people that you're cool.
What do you think about that, Jacob?
I think he's completely right. I think you got to be a little crazy to, you know, reach the levels that, I would dream of. And especially in music, because so many people do it, you know, you just got to, the crazy's really got to stand out.
One time I was doing a show, and this dude wanted my headband, and I was like going to give him a brand new one. And he was like, no. I want one you sweated in.
Mm.
And then I said, you're disgusting. And then he said, but I love you. And then I gave him a sweaty one. So he has that probably in a shrine or some shit now. I don't know. I hope he's okay. That was weird as fuck, and I will never forget that, and that's kind of cool.
That's the level that Jacob ascribes to. Jacob, is that the level that you want to get to where, like, people are like, Jacob, please give me your underpants so that I can add them to my Jacob shrine?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Used, unused, whatever. Okay.
Unused, used.
You know, I really like what you said, where, like, everybody's cool. It's something like, everybody's cool, but you just kind of got to, like, decide that you're cool, and then be like, that is the executive decision that I have made.
Yeah, cool.
And I am presenting that to the world, and they can disagree with me if they want, but they're wrong.
They're wrong. I'm still cool.
I like that.
What about the cool table at school, right? Like, everybody wanted to be at the cool lunch table, right?
Mm.
But then you realize that your table could be the cool table, too.
You could just decide. Coolness is all in the eye of the beholder. Fuck that table.
Yeah,
I agree.
Fuck those people. Like, we all eat in shitty pizza and chocolate milk. You know, so what makes you any cooler? It's your fucking, because you got bubbles in your hair and shit, like, or you got whatever the fuck you got. Like,
Jacob, what is it that you believe makes you cool, if anything?
I think probably just my creativity. I don't know. I am confident in myself, and I'm confident to, I do really well entertaining myself, I guess. I can spend days alone. I don't know. Pretty cool.
Do you think you could survive for months in the woods alone, like they do on the show Alone?
I've heard of that show.
It's a great show.
I don't know about that, but probably one of my dreams is, like, if I ever got a whole bunch of money, whatever, would be to just get, like a ranch or something, or just a cabin, and just pull out there for months at a time.
Where in West Virginia are you located, by the way? Because I know a lot about West Virginia.
I'm actually, I'm actually in Nitro. It's like right outside of Charleston, the capital.
Okay, and how far is that from Morgantown?
That's like probably 3 hours, 3.5.
Okay, so Morgantown is about an hour from Pittsburgh, where the football teams play and shit. Morgantown, the WVU football team.
For sure.
There's something called Townie Night. Do you know Townie Night? Do you know that?
I do not know. No.
But you're from West Virginia.
You're saying he should go to Townie Night?
I am.
Yeah, Townie Night is where cool people hang out. That was what I was trying to help him find his version of what's cool. Maybe Townie Night is where all the people that are locals hang out, and everybody that's not in the school go somewhere else.
I like it. So do people play music at Townie Night? Could this possibly be Jacob's debut if he like comes up on the stage with his turntables?
Yes.
And it's like, we're going to do it tonight, Townie Night.
Exactly.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
There it is.
Sounds like you get some homework, Jacob.
It does.
Do you like the song I was singing, Country Roads? Country Road, take me home.
Oh, for sure.
To West the place. Virginia.
Oh, I fucked up.
I belong, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Very beautiful.
Hey, thank you for calling, Jacob, and good luck to you on your future endeavors.
Of course, good luck to you all, and can I just say, Eric, that 3001 helped inspire me to want to begin to do music, so...
I love you, man. Thank you.
Hey, take care, Jacob.
Love you, too. Love you, guys.
Damn, I love you, too. I love you back. That was... Wow.
When he said that he can entertain himself for hours, I thought he was going to go on a rant about Jack and all.
That's what I thought he was going into.
Right? Okay, I'm not alone in that. Because I thought that...
I was
going to wait until he was off the phone to say it, but I was like, you totally just were sounding like he was going to talk about Jack.
He said that was one of his best features or...
Skills.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad life. You know, you make a little bit of music, you jack off.
You don't want to be the best at that, though. That's not cool.
Now, when you say best, in what rubric? Like, what within jack? Like, fast, you can make yourself come very fast. You can do it. There's so many different ways.
Styles. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that one alone.
I have a friend who he does this thing he calls it DJing the dick, where he puts his penis between his legs and just like presses it until it
flaccid.
I think it becomes hard, and then he just kind of like push it like he's like pushing a button on a control panel, and he'll just like press it until it comes.
That's interesting.
If there were a contest in which people were showing off their skills, something like what Jacob. Right. You know, is claiming to be good at. I feel like that could be a good.
That could be cool.
A talent.
That could be cool somehow, to someone.
I'm sorry. I brought that up.
It could be cool to somebody. There's the stranger, right? There's that one. I think.
What's the stranger? Oh, it's when you sit on your hands,
and then when you touch yourself, you don't know who's touching you, some shit like that.
Right. Have you ever done that?
Nah, dude.
Really?
I just like normal, straight up. You know.
You've never been like, huh, I wonder what that would be like to sit on. I feel like there's got to be
like
some
shit
negative.
After, too. I always feel like shit. Like, I feel like a loser after, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you be ashamed that you, like, tried it?
Yeah. I'd be a little ashamed.
Really?
It's like, damn, I should have just drank some water and sat down. Why did I do this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel a lot of shame? Is there anything that you do that produces
shame?
A fair amount of shame for you in your life?
Ooh, man. No.
Really?
No, I don't really, no. Shame is like, to feel embarrassed is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've ever felt embarrassed is when like somebody's trying to make me feel bad.
Mm.
And then you're like bringing up something like that I told you, and you're trying to use it to like shit on me or something.
Yeah.
But then at that point, it's not even shame. You're just an asshole.
Yeah.
Shame.
Have you had people do that? Like, you tell somebody something in confidence, and then they just bring it up.
Yeah. It's, yo, you did this. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Fucked up. Yeah.
That was our secret.
Yeah.
Like, why did you tell people that shit?
Yeah.
That's definitely happened to me.
Yeah. And we were saying earlier, you're a good confidant.
Yes.
To other people.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
Do you feel like? Do you believe in karma? Do you believe that like the way we act
1,000%
towards people? You do.
Yes.
Have you experienced that? Like, okay, so you're a guy, people confide in you, you say you consider yourself a nice guy. Do you feel like people are then nice to you back? They you know, respond with similar energy that you give them?
I think for the most part, people treat me the way I treat them.
Yeah.
Guess that's karmatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think people definitely have taken advantage of me.
Really?
From being too nice.
Really?
And that's when I had to get zesty.
It's, you know, it's really hard because, like, obviously, if you're a nice guy, there's so much opportunity for people to take advantage of you. And when that happens, I feel like you're like, well, shit, I shouldn't be nice anymore. But does that come up to you? Or do you like, oh, I should change my ways? I should start being more closed?
It's situational.
Sure.
It's kind of like when people call you, right? They're like, oh, I have a real issue, like the girl with the bees.
Yeah.
Seems like she's really struggling with that. If you're outputting energy to me that I think is like foul, I'm going to respond to it. Like, and that could be as easy as being like, I'm not even tuned into when you're talking to me.
Mm.
I'm already thinking about like the new season of Rick and Morty or something like that. Like while you're talking, I'm just kind of like,
So is that one of the ways of like responding to like vitriol or people being a dick to you? Just tune out.
Yeah, like dude, yeah. You know, some people say because I'm a Leo.
You're the third. Who else do we fucking talk about astrology with on here? What are you into astrology?
Here's the thing, bro.
Hit me.
I'm not, but my girl is. Okay. So I guess it made me one.
You're a Leo.
Like I'm a Leo, but like. She's an Aries, and like we'll play this game where like you'll see a dude and you got to guess what his sign is. And sometimes I'm right. It's kind of weird.
You have good sign dar?
I think so. I'm trying to guess yours, but
hit me. What am I?
Cancer.
No.
Fuck.
Do you want me to tell you? Do you want me to guess again?
Let me get in one more.
Okay.
Virgo.
No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. All right. Which, I'm a Sagittarius rising.
You're Sagittarius rising. Yes. Okay, the rising is, from what I understand, the rising is what...
You appear
to as. Be.
And then when people hang out with you, like, oh, you're not a fucking Sagittarius. You're a blank.
I want my rising to be the same. I know you don't get to pick, but I've been thinking about this. I would like to live a life where my rising... is like maybe not 100% how I actually am, but like pretty close. I would like to give off vibes that are similar to how I actually am, but I don't know if I believe in like a true self. I feel like how you are in one situation, how you are in another situation, they're both true. There's not like one that's the right
like the
one,
right thing.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's like at this particular time the world was like aligned in a certain way.
Yeah.
In a certain time and a certain position of the earth.
Yeah.
And that affects how you respond to the world. I do believe in that. Mm-hmm. But I do believe like, and it may be just because of some Leo shit. It's like, I could do anything I want to do though.
Mm.
So like, I may be like, because there's other shit. There's like rising sign and then there's the other shit too. What's the other one? Not falling sign. It sounds like what it should be, but it's not. What is it?
Is it not falling sign?
I don't
know. There's the moon.
Your house. What is it? Fuck me.
There's the sun, the stars.
Your moon sign. Your house of cards. House of. Fuck. Some other one. But yeah, it's like what you appear as, what you truly have, and then the other one is some other shit. But I think I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Sagittarius rising, and then a double Leo or some other thing.
Leo and Sagittarius, right? Okay, so do you think that like there is a strong difference between how you come off to people and how you actually are when people get to know you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I think I'm a straight shooter, man.
You're a straight shooter? What you see is what you get?
What you see is what you get.
Okay, hell yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm really thinking because I want to answer truthfully this question. I feel like if somebody would see me on like this stream or this podcast, obviously because like we're doing a thing, I'm a little more like, you know, whatever, than I would be like if we were just having a regular conversation. But I think they're pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
People should like know what they're getting.
Right.
The sickest people are the ones that's like, bro, where the fuck is this coming from?
Yeah.
And then you realize you have to get away from them.
Yeah.
Like fast.
Yeah.
That's always scary for me.
get away from people who are like
sirens. You got to be careful.
Oh, people who are like, oh, they reel you in with one
succubus
version of themselves, yeah, but then they actually
they're artists.
Yeah.
One dude, man, I just thought about that. This one dude created an entire life. He was from Texas. He created his entire life. He came to New York and he pretended he was a producer, bro. I never seen him make any beats. And he had tons of beats on his laptop and I never seen him use anything. And then I found out that he was lying about everything.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking con artist, bastard.
Did he like get money from people? Was there like a reason behind the lie or just for...
I think he's just sick.
Just for fun.
He's just a sicko. Some people get off by like knowing that their lie is working.
Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about like going to a new state, putting on a mustache and being like, I am a doctor?
No, but that sounds kind of cool. Like just to pretend.
It would be kind of cool. That's kind of, I guess, what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing now. Being geckos. Yeah. You know? It's not bad.
I was going to say, man, the shades. I was going to join you with the shades, but I love wearing sunglasses because you just disappear. You just don't exist.
I feel like I'm not even here.
Exactly. Oh my God, it's the best.
I had this line that I said, I'm about to wear a pair of shades in all my interviews. The song didn't come out, but I wrote that because I had shades on when I was writing and some reason I just felt like, yeah.
Are you gonna have shades on in more interviews?
I should.
You should. It makes you feel like you're not there.
Yeah, I don't want to come off like an asshole though.
No.
Sometimes totally when you can't see people's eyes, you can't tell if they like you. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit. Yeah. There's a lot of communication in the eyes that you are just cutting off.
Yeah, especially when they're like pitch black.
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
But it gives you.
Gives you the power position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You've done a couple of these with shades on too, right?
Yeah, I did one with Buddy that had we both had shades on. It's great when we both have shades on because then there's like, you know, we're both sort of in the ether.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could do this always with shades, but
you should. You should let me compose a piano piece for one of these.
Dude, I would love that if you're down. That'd be sick.
It'd have to be really long. I don't know how long this has been playing. It's been playing for a long time.
Oh, this is a loop. Oh. I'm looking for a new theme song. If you got any ideas, Therapy Gecko.
I might actually. Yeah.
Please, dude. You said you have a girl, right?
Yeah.
How long has it been dated for?
A long time.
Long time.
Okay. Long time.
Do you remember the first like date or whatever it was?
Yeah, dude. I don't remember the first date, but I do remember one time we got really fucked up.
Yeah.
Drinking champagne.
Nice.
On actually the first album on 3001 A Lace Odyssey, I said that I drank a whole, I think I lied and said 8 bottles, but it wasn't just me. It was me, my girlfriend, one of her best friends and like a dude or some shit.
Oh, you said that in a bar?
Yeah, but it was a real story. We drank so much champagne that like I threw up in the kitchen sink the next day, which had plates in it. And I was, now that I'm thinking about it, I was pretty ashamed about that.
Yeah, but I mean, look, okay, if the plates are in the sink, they are to be
washed.
They're
dirty.
They're dirty already. They're to be washed. It's not like you threw up in the dishwasher that full of clean.
Oh, that would have been crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel like of all the places that you could possibly throw up, it's in the place on the stuff that is scheduled to be washed.
Thanks, man.
Of course.
See, that's why we do this. I don't feel bad.
Of course. How much of the, so do you have a thing where like, what's your level of like truth integrity in your lyrics? Like, does everything need to be truth or will you exaggerate things that to make it sound just for the sake of the art?
You know, like, actually I was making music about an hour before I came here and a lot of it was true, but like, to me, like, songwriting is about making something that people relate to. So I think like as much as rap is so much about selling yourself and shit,
yeah,
most of these guys are lying about everything. And then like, is art imitating life or is life imitating art? It's just like you're just doing shit to rap about it. So instead I just want to write about things that make people feel an emotion that I want to convey and shit.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm not really worried about like a street pass or some shit. I'm not saying
I shot someone on Ostrand Avenue or some crazy shit like that. Yeah. That's too specific. When you start doing shit like that, think that that's lame as fuck. But like, to make yourself see, like, do you watch wrestling?
No, but I'm familiar with like sort of the idea of like it's there's a theater of bravado.
Yeah, like the whole thing is like you got like really talented wrestlers, you got guys who are technical wrestlers, you got guys who are body, you know, because they lift weights and shit.
Yeah,
and then you got like people who are good on the mic, and some people like Stone Cold or The Rock are like excellent, or like The Undertaker. They have a whole persona you buy into, but like Mick Foley, literally is nothing like the characters he portrays, but he's one of the best wrestlers of all time. He said that Mick, the Dude Love, is actually the person he wishes he was in high school. So he's like a, kind of a, like a hippie ladies man.
Yeah.
And he's just like, because I was never able to do that, I just decided that I wanted to become that. And I could admire that.
Yeah.
And he was a sick wrestler, so.
Do you relate to that at all? Like, have you created a persona that is like what you aspire to be in your sort of personal life?
Usually you don't give yourself your own nickname. I think a nickname is given to by other people.
I subscribe to that, but
I made my own because the architect is from the Matrix.
He
likes all white, so do I. I'm also Jamaican and we wear all white a lot. And he was like looking at like 90 screens or like 800 screens. It's like that Magnavox commercial where you sit in the chair and like the music was playing. I just imagine myself to be that person and like the architect, man. Like, I like to make stuff and like people trust me for some reason. I really don't know why people trust me so much, but they're just like, hell yeah. And
you don't know why people trust you? Could you peg it? You can't peg it to anything. Dude, you don't have a guess?
Because I'm real.
Yeah.
But I still. When an architect makes something, right, you got to give him like millions of dollars. Like, you don't just be like, yo, here's like $400. Make this shit for me.
No, it's a high paying job.
It's a lot of money. Oh, yeah. And like music is the same way because you don't get time back. Mm-hmm. If somebody spends 2 hours with me, they may not pay me anything, but neither of us get the time back. That means that you spent millions of dollars technically with me.
Mm. Oh, because the time is worth more than the money.
The time is worth more than money.
Yeah.
So I'm an architect because of that, I guess.
I mean, it takes a lot of time to make buildings, too.
A long time. You have to trust that person, too. They can fuck it up.
You do.
So the blueprint could be, like, the same thing as, like, starting to write a song.
Do you have... This might be a stupid question I'm going to ask.
This is no stupid question.
Do you have a favorite architect?
Marie Kondo? No.
Marie Kondo.
Sorry. Marie Kondo is somebody who wrote a book.
She's, like, furniture person.
Tadao.
Tadao?
Tadao.
I'm going to Google this right now. Hold on.
Tadao Ando, I believe.
Tadao.
Oh, yeah.
Tadao Ando, Japanese architect.
There you go.
Whose approach to architecture is known as critical regionalism.
I don't know what that means, but.
I'm Google imaging his buildings, right? These are some cool buildings.
Some cool buildings.
You know, this guy is...
What the fuck is that?
This guy is slowly becoming my favorite architect as well. Kind of by default. Well, that's good to know. All right, I feel like anyone listening to this... If you're listening to this right now, check out Tadao Ando if you want to get into architecture.
Marie Kondo, I think, is the person that... The art of...
Well, they rhyme, so I guess
it fucked me up. It was like Japanese minimalism, I think. Like, I can fold a shirt. If you had a shirt right now, I could fold a shirt very, very neatly in maybe like 4 seconds. Man, I also worked at retail for a long time, so I had to learn to do that.
What store?
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
That fucking sucked, man.
Oh, I bet.
That sucked. I had to wear... I was a 32 waist.
Yeah.
And the dude, there's like a stylist that tells you what to wear, and he's like... He asks you these questions about your style, right? And he says, like, well, what kind of shirts you wear? And this is like, I wear extra large now, but like then I probably was on my 2X, like extra baggy shit. I probably was like, yo, X, 2X. He was like, I'm going to put you in a medium. I'm like, whoa. Then he said, what type of pants?
He wanted the fit. Front
he, wanted, he wanted the Abercrombie
yeah.
look.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, what size pants you wear? I said, 32, 33. He said, I'm going to put you in a 29.
Dear God.
And then you have to wear thong slippers, but you have to get your feet done because your feet are all day. And the last part, you're not allowed to have any facial hair.
Really?
You can't have sideburns, bro.
Really?
I look like absolute shit.
I'm never going back to not having facial hair.
I don't want to see. I kind of look like Tracy Morgan if I would have shaved my facial hair.
Yeah. Because I have like
that big like space between my nose and my top lip, kind of like him.
So you could, but you still retain. You got something out of that experience because to this day you can still fold a t-shirt.
I still fold really well without the little cardboard thing. They like use a cardboard to like cheat.
I've seen that.
I don't even need that.
Damn, you really are like
an architect.
You're an architect.
Yeah, there it is. I love that.
Tadao Ando. He's 80 years old and he's still
alive, huh?
He's still alive.
Building shit.
80s. That's too many years. Hey, we have Jimmy who wants to talk about butts and why there's an obsession with butts in pop culture. How do you feel about this topic?
Let's go. Butts. Wow.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, glad to be on the show.
Right on.
Okay, for a second there, I could hear myself. But
oh, yeah, I wanted to take it. You sounded like you were shuffling papers or getting your... You were doing something. I was waiting for you to be settled.
I think I was going through some plants, but no, I'm not.
You think you were going through some plants.
Environment.
Plants?
I have some plants in my room, and I think I was rustling through them.
You think you're... Okay.
Did you make that up?
All right. So, no, I actually have some plants in my room.
But you think you were... Were you or were you think, like, were you touching them when you answered the phone?
Yeah, they were in my company, for sure. I was right next to them.
So what...
Also, I didn't answer the phone. You guys just...
Fair enough.
Jimmy, it says here that you want to talk about...
I didn't mean to get off on such a... Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead, right?
Jimmy, it says here that you want to talk about butts. It says you're confused. That's the word you use, confusion. It says you're confused about why there is an obsession in pop culture about butts. And you know what? I want to let you... I could fire off on this.
I got a lot for that.
Because I got a lot for this, Jimmy. I want to hear what you have to say first, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm calling in because, you know... thanks for having me, Mr. Gecko and Mr. the Architect. I really appreciate my time here on this pedestal. I don't necessarily have something exactly to say, but I have a general confusion these days with why people are so obsessed with asses, butts, posteriors, gluteus maximus, whatever you want to call it. I'll say personally, I am a boob man. But I've always looked at butts. I don't keep my eyes off of them. I do think some sense of me enjoys butts. But these days, you know, the butt is in its prime. You know, you see a lot of, I would say specifically women, in you know, the media or whatever, that are, you know, their butt is the prominent part of their... their image, you know, their thing that they put out there, you know. There's a big thing about
You're saying the butt is the brand,
you can't really
right?
With your tits, but
And you're saying you have a problem with that, what was it you're saying about it that you're confused?
I think I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue with it. It's more that I just really just want to have a conversation with some people who maybe had a point of view different from mine.
This is an I feel like this is an observation
more than an issue.
It's an observation that Jimmy has made. He woke up and he was like, "Wait a minute, why are people so obsessed with butts? Why are people are forming entire corporations and they're propelling
idolizing
ideas into the universe with the power of butts?" And you know, I agree.
Right.
I think pop culture, I think a lot of music as well, is obsessed with sex. Like every song is kind of about fucking, or at least a lot of them.
A lot of them.
What do you think, Eric?
I
heard he said he likes breasts more than ass.
He did say that.
I totally am not in agreement with that. Mm. I think the butt is like a girl's ass is like one of my favorite things ever. I can't explain it.
It's very sweet.
I can't explain it. It's put it this way. For me, a nice, natural, voluptuous woman is probably is one of the most beautiful things that I could possibly witness my eyes on. And the first thing I'm going to look at is her face. That's just because the kind of guy I am. I'm not a total pig. But when she turns around, I hope something is back there, you know? And the breast to me, I just hope she has breasts that are healthy enough to produce milk for a child.
Yeah.
They don't have to be very large, just functional and fun.
Right.
That I mean, that's when we're focusing on, when we're getting down to the biological drive, I mean, that's why people like breasts, is because we have the thing where, like, there's milk in there. Right.
It's nourishing elements.
And it's subconsciously getting to it.
Do you think I'm thinking, like, oh, there's a lot of milk in there, I would like to have that?
I think when you're looking at boobs, I think that's what you are subsciously is driving you. But we're not even... I feel like we're not even talking about... The topic is not necessarily like anyone's personal preferences or anything. This is about pop culture. This is about society.
Why is
society so focused on butts?
Can I say one thing?
You can say one thing.
So you bring up that point of like maybe there's some sort of subconscious desire for the milk inside a breast. You know, when you see large breasts, you think there's a lot of milk.
Sure.
Does it work the same when you see a large ass? Like, you think there's what?
It's a lot of poop in there.
A lot of shit? Like, what? Are you like...
I don't think they work the same. I think that... sometimes I can admit that if an ass is too big, I say, that booty probably smell. I'm not that guy that's just like, whoa... Damn, that ass is fat. I love it. I'm sometimes the guy like, can all of that ass actually fit on a toilet seat without smearing? Sometimes it's so big, you know.
It's pretty sweaty.
It's not only just like satire. It's not just like, wow, that's a big butt. But like, it has to be the right butt, you know. But I think pop culture, we love butts because you know, the body has phases. You know, if you look at any music video from the 90s and shit, the girls that were video vixens always change. You give it 10 years, those girls that were in the videos from the 90s, they're not in the 2000s videos anymore because their bodies, the world wants a different body. People was really into like the...
I'd say hip-hop has always had a fascination with butts.
To some degree. But like, what about like...
I think people in that industry have been on the cutting edge as far as like butts go.
I think it's just women. I think hip hop is obsessed with women, and whatever beautiful woman is the most popular woman at the time, is whether it's the Halle Berry's and shit like that. That's what dictates what people like, and then they try to get like the off brand version of the hottest chick in the videos.
It's also a universal human experience. Everybody, I'm not gonna say everybody, because you know, look, shout out to the aces out there. Shout out to the aces out there, but. Everybody at one point in their life has been extremely horny. It's more or less a shared human experience.
Except for Ben Shapiro.
And that's, you know, I think a reason why pop culture is so obsessed with sex is because, you know, anything that is a universal human experience is relatable.
And you can exploit it. So when you add money to it and a dollar sign and, I mean, most things have sex. I would see, even when you go to like Europe, man, you see ads with like naked women in the street sometimes, or like very revealing in a way different way than America consumes that stuff. In America, we would see that and be like, that girl need to put a shirt on. And you go to like France or something like that, there's like a fucking advertisement of a woman with like a cologne or a perfume bottle, and she's like naked.
They're
and no one is like,
oh man,
you,
like
you
put on a shirt.
People in Europe that are kind of like, why are we showing all this skin everywhere? You know, like you don't think there's people like that in Europe? Just sort of the people who have the power are or I don't know.
No, bruv, I don't think that, bruv.
Or liberal.
Listen, nah. Jimmy, do you feel as though you got something out of this call? Do you feel as though this was a positive experience
for you? Lyle, I actually wanted to hear your opinion just real quick. Are you an ass man? Are you a boob man? Like where's your head at?
I'm a man of the spirit.
Great answer.
I'm a man of the soul. I'm a man of the passion.
The passion. I love that.
A man of did I say spirit? I'm basically how many different words for how many different words can
you're
I say
man
to
of passion.
Avoid the question? But Jimmy, thank you very much for calling, and I wish you good luck in the rest of your exploits across the universe.
Yeah, you guys too. You know, like have a good one, guys.
Hey,
take care.
Shout out,
take care, Jimmy.
To all my people out there.
You know, I liked Jimmy. I could tell he was very nervous.
Yeah, he was.
And I don't know what to say because here's the thing that here's what I've learned.
Okay.
You cannot argue with the central nervous system.
No.
Have you ever been nervous and you're like trying to mentally use logic as to why
it.
You cannot
yeah.
and try to diffuse your nervous. You can't do it.
Doesn't work.
So part of me is like, okay, what can I tell Jimmy? What can I do to Jimmy? How can I make Jimmy less nervous? And I'm like, can I even do that?
Can you? No, I think if that was a speech he was reading in front of a podium, we'd mm-hmm. be able to hear the paper rustling in his hand.
Yeah, yeah. But shout out to him. He was nervous, but he did it anyway. He didn't let it stop him.
He wanted us to know that he likes breasts a lot.
And you know what? That was his goal, and by God, he achieved it. Everybody knows now.
Good fucking job, bro. Jimmy.
He triumphed.
The breast man.
Jimmy the Breast Man. That'll be on his tombstone. Listen, Eric, while we're at sort of like a halfway point here, you know, is there anything that you would like to tell the people? I think you're working on project wise. If you want to plug, I'll give you the opportunity to do it again at the end. But what's going on with you, Eric, the architect?
I was just at the Grammys.
How was that?
That was awesome, man. Vegas is fucking crazy.
Mm.
That was an insane experience, just being around so many artists that deserve to be there, you know? As a little boy, I used to watch the Grammys, especially, and see, like, Michael Jackson and, like, all my favorite artists, Stevie yeah. Wonder, you know? And they'd win these awards, and I really didn't understand what big deal it was. I just thought it meant that, like, you were the shit. I didn't understand, like, you had to really make good music. I thought it was just, like, you had to be popular, you know?
Well, isn't a lot of it about like the personality more so than the music to some degree?
Maybe to some degree, but I think like the actual like I remember when Arcade Fire won the Grammy.
Yeah. I remember those guys.
I was really into that. It was like the Suburbs or whatever. I was really into the band, and I thought they should have won, and they did. I don't know how cool they were. I don't know if they were cool to anybody, but I know that they made an awesome fucking album. And then also like my friend John Gourley from Portugal the Man, they won a Grammy for this song Feel It Still some years ago, and I thought they deserved it, and they're really cool. So like there is that mixed bag of like this is actually good produced music and good people, and I think that's what wins.
Oh, that's where you're killing them, when you're like a fun personality but you're also making good stuff, you know?
Come on. You don't want a boring person up there.
No.
You want somebody with some zest.
Did anyone hit anyone at the Grammys?
No.
Good.
Thank God.
Good, good, good.
We don't need any more hitting.
Let's see what we got.
What's the name of the dude that got punched by a stranger?
I want to say his name is Ricky. Jesse?
Wagwan.
Hello?
Jesse says here that you feel bad about being mean to your blind neighbor. It says that you would stop by people's houses to say hi while you're taking a walk. But when you got to your blind neighbor's house, you would avoid talking to him? What is the situation?
Jeez.
That you've got going on here in your own words?
It got a little mixed up here.
Okay, please.
It got a little mixed up.
In your own words.
I had a neighbor, right? And he would walk around the neighborhood and you could hear his cane when he was coming. You could hear the noise of it like grinding across the blacktop.
Okay.
It's a loud fucking cane,
right?
So when we heard that, we would start to try and be as silent as possible. But he would walk past the cars and touch the taillights, and he was able to tell whose car it was by the taillight. He could tell the make and the model of the car just by touching the light. So whenever certain people were home, he would walk up to the door and try and have a conversation with them.
And that's bad?
Well, no. So what was bad was my family as a collective would try and be as silent as possible so we wouldn't have to have a conversation with them.
You know what?
If
we took the blind aspect of this out real quick and there was just a guy walking around the neighborhood knocking on people's doors to start talking to them for no reason, I'm on your side.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, I wouldn't even factor that into this.
Nah,
what's this guy fucking doing?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Yeah, but sometimes, okay, so by our front door, we had a window, and instead of curtains there, my stepmom thought it was a great idea to put, like, shells on a string going down all the way. And that was the curtain, basically. So there was no people on the door either. So to look out the window, you had to like open the shells to see him. But sometimes they would clink together, and he would definitely hear me trying to see him through the window.
Oh my god.
Do you think he was offended?
He must have been, because then he would like, I don't know, only take a few more seconds and then walk away.
Let me ask one more thing. Have you ever talked to this guy?
Right.
Yeah, because I would give him a chance once.
He might be really cool.
He might be really cool.
Might be cool as shit. Did he scare you?
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know, between 5 and, I don't know, 14 maybe? No, I'm younger than that. Probably 5 and 11. And,
That's a so wide,
everybody
wide
else
variety
would have
of ages.
A conversation with him, but me, you know what I mean? I was too young to like kind of even be involved.
Yeah.
Like either my dad or my brothers would carry the conversation.
Okay.
I could just kind of hide.
Are you okay? I mean, let's talk about you now. Are you in general? Are you a social guy, or would you consider yourself an extrovert, introvert, ambivert? What kind of vert are you?
What's that
to
one?
This day? Ambivert.
What the hell is that?
Ambivert. It's a little bit of both.
Wow.
Little
Uzi vert.
I'll say, yeah, right there. Whatever that was right there, I think I'm that.
Little Uzi Vert?
Little Uzi Vert?
I try to be nice as possible for, like, interactions now. Like, when I go to the grocery store, I try to make it personal. But still, I find myself, like, walking into work and not saying hello to people.
Sounds like you don't like talking to people in general, though. Except for us.
Yeah. I mean, the people I'm close to, I talk a lot. We have good conversations, but other people, I don't know.
What if I told you that?
I'm trying to avoid conversation, I guess.
What if I told you that I'm the same way?
Ah. That makes me feel comfortable, better.
Better? I'm lying, but I do. Sometimes.
That's the problem.
Sometimes I like to be quiet, and I think there's a lot of peace in quiet. But you know what? A lot of people think that when you're quiet, you're upset. And I think there's a misconception that just because you don't like to speak, so you have an issue. Sometimes I don't like to speak because too much speaking gets you into a lot of shit. And I don't like shit. I don't like getting into too many problems. So if anything I could tell you, I mean, wanting to avoid conversation is not really bad. But when you do have conversations with people, it needs to be meaningful. How about that?
Okay. I like Yeah, try to make everything out of the interactions I want to have.
Jesse, is there anything else that you want to say to the people or to Eric the Architect or to me, the Gecko guy, or to yourself before we go?
No, man. Love the stream. Eric the Architect, super dope. Love everything you put out.
Architect?
That's yeah, awesome. That's all.
Holy shit.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jesse.
That was sick. The Architect.
I would remove the T and I would just say Eric the Architect.
Did he add the T? I couldn't tell.
I don't know if he had the T. I like Eric the Architect.
Architect. That's my new shit.
Beautiful.
I fuck with that.
Wait, I try to have like for each guest.
Wow.
Like the Gecko version of their name, whatever it is. I like Architect. Casey.
Howdy. Hello. Sorry.
No. What are you sorry for? Okay, what about it? We were just talking about ass. What? Please join our conversation.
Oh yes, thank you. Yeah, so I am 23 years old, so pretty young, I'd say. And I have had a tear in my ass, 2015, and it's been bleeding pretty good amount, like on and off, but like sometimes you just look down, there's just like a nice little like pool, blood. Yeah, good stuff.
And when you wiped, is there ever like you look at the paper and there's a little bit of blood?
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay.
I don't know why I asked that in a way where it sounded like I was going to have a diagnosis for you, but
yeah, like Gregory House.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to do with this information? But so it says here that you need a colonoscopy, but you're scared to get one. Why are you scared to get one?
Like, I don't want to scope up my ass. I really don't want anything other than something phallic up my ass. But, like, not a scope. Anyway, my mom just got a colonoscopy. Like, she had to shit her brains out for, like, 24 hours. Like, I would have to take off of work just to shit and then get a scope up my ass. Like, and then the health insurance? Bro, like...
The order of those were interesting.
Yeah, the priority. Like, I would have to take off work. And that's, and then the other things you were saying, but can I, real quick, when you talk about having something phallic up your ass, does that not make, I feel like that would fucking tear the hole and make, right. That sounds fucking already, horrifically painful.
It's already hurting.
Yeah.
To be fair, I had these tears in, when I was, not sexually active at all. So it wasn't the first thing that, like, it just kind of doesn't help either.
Are you drinking enough water? Because maybe you're not drinking enough water, and as the stool is pushing its way through your colon, when it's coming through your sphincter, it's actually ripping the lining of your asshole, and that's why it's bleeding.
In terms of like giving your best shot,
I was really
medical
trying.
Advice.
I was really
that was pretty good.
I was trying.
That was better than what I could have come up with. Have you tried that? Have you tried drinking more water?
You know, I really should. That's probably a good tip, huh?
How often do you how long do you sleep when you go to bed? Do you get 8 hours a night? Maybe that's because if there's a tear, if you have a bandage, you need to rest
to heal it, right? Maybe
to heal,
right? Like you're not Wolverine, you know.
Is it a problem where, like, okay, so you it's resting, it's starting to heal, but then you have to take a shit, or you have anal sex, or you do something to destroy, like, the hole's about to close, but then something happens.
Something happens. You gotta go.
And it comes back open.
Yeah. So that's been the pattern since, like, maybe, like, 16. I guess I ate a peanut, and it literally ripped my ass open.
A peanut?
It ripped my ass. But, like, yeah.
Did she say a peanut?
I think she said a peanut ripped her ass open.
What, with the planters or cashews? You eat it with the shell on?
What brand
of
peanut?
The shell was on? Is it salted? Roasted?
Oh, man, a salted peanut ripping a hole in your ass. Because then the peanut goes in first, and then the residue of the salt goes into the wound.
The salt is probably really, yeah, the salt would definitely agitate the wound.
Yeah.
So it sounds like, if you ask me, I think you should drink more water. You should actually try a cleanse. Mm. So maybe don't eat hamburgers and fucking really like meaty things. You need to like strip it down to smoothies and things that will slide through your ass. You know what I'm saying? And then you might want to take something like a Citroma, which is like a probiotic kind of thing that gets your belly going, and it'll help your stomach digest a little bit. And then when you shit, it'll be mostly like less solid and it'll be more water. And then you just do that for a day, and maybe that won't be the colonoscopy, but it'll be something that'll help you.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why they want a colonoscopy is because they said like the rip that the doctor actually saw, like physically saw in my ass, wasn't that big. It's causing so much bleeding that might be something like farther up the tunnel. But like, that's what they're actually searching for. But like, that wouldn't hurt either if I were to, you know, actually take care of my body.
Did they say it was hemorrhoids or no?
It's a possibility.
It's not.
It's anal not.
Fissure.
Hey, wow.
Anal fissure. You know what? I have had an anal fissure before.
Wow.
I've had an anal fissure.
Wow. See.
Not as severe as yours, because mine didn't last for 7 years. It lasted for like a painful week, but look at me now. I just, if I can be like maybe some kind of a success story for you to find hope within, I had an anal fissure and, you know, I turned out decently as a human being, I think. So there's hope for you as well. You know, look, say what you will about two geckos, but it's more cheaper than health insurance than going to see a doctor.
Going to see a doctor. I think we provided a lot of personal experience and also just winging it.
Yeah, I don't know if you even need to go to the doctor. I think
you're okay.
I think you're okay. Is there anything else that you want to say to the people of the computer or to Eric the architect or to a gecko? Casey, before we go?
I'm a little too high to think of anything, but thanks for having me.
Of course.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah,
that's going to stay with me.
Have you had any medical issues lately?
No, thank God. I had a hernia before.
What exactly is that?
A hernia, at least the one that I had, was basically, you know, your body has these, like, your groin area has, like, these, like, little holes. And, like, your stomach basically is supposed to be where it's supposed to be located in your stomach, you know, in your body. But people who have hemorrhoids, excuse me, people who have, I feel like I forgot the name of it.
Hernia.
Hernia.
Yeah, hernia.
People who have hernias, is like, the lining of that kind of comes through these holes, a certain like opening that's in your groin. And it's really uncomfortable because you can't really sit down or do anything active because it's like a purging part of your body. That's like some of your insides are trying to come out.
That sounds horrible.
That's fucking sucks.
So like if you don't watch it, does your lower intestine and your brain and everything just come out of your groin?
It's fucking terrible.
Oh, jeez.
And you got to like get surgery to like shove it back up there. So I had to do that.
You got surgery?
I did.
How was that?
It was fine.
I feel like, what was her name? Casey. I feel like Casey has something to worry about. I feel like she should go get the colonoscopy.
Just go and do it, sis.
I mean, I understand the reluctancy. You have to drink like this fucking gross liquid.
Ugh.
That.
Oh, you got a colonoscopy?
No, my stepdad did.
Ah.
And
you had like 40
like when you get 40, it's like mandatory or some shit.
Yeah, if you're a certain age, I'm lucky. I don't have to get one for a while, but it's in every. If you're a man listening to this, I think it's a men.
It's a man thing. It's a prostate thing.
It's a prostate thing.
Gotta get
man,
checked.
We really know a lot about medical stuff more than anyone would give us credit.
Yeah,
for.
Yeah, for sure. Like I feel like a medicine man.
Hey, how do you feel?
Great.
Beautiful.
How do you feel?
I feel good too.
I feel excellent.
It's nice to be underwater. You're the first guest that I've done underwater with. Usually we're in the sky or the forest, but
I like being underwater. I'm Jamaican cool. too, so.
Is that a Jamaican thing, being in the
under the sea? Sebastian was Jamaican.
Is he Jamaican?
Hell yeah.
Oh shit.
Sebastian is Jamaican as fuck, bro.
Do you know all the words to under the sea?
No, I just know he's Jamaican.
Under the sea.
That's the only part I know.
Under the sea. Do you know any lyric of the song except under the sea?
No. I barely remember the movie that well. I just know he's Jamaican.
Well, I think that's an important thing to
like Cool Runnings. It's not a good Jamaican movie.
Is that about sledding?
Yeah, but it's not.
Isn't that
good Jamaican
isn't that
movie?
Like a snow movie?
Yeah, they're like a bobsledding team.
Does it snow in Jamaica?
No. Hell no.
So that is a bad Jamaican movie.
It's a bad Jamaican movie. A good Jamaican movie would be Shatta's.
What is that?
Shatta. A Shatta is a gangster in Jamaica.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this movie's about like the gangsters in Jamaica.
Have you like been to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I went last year in August with my dad and my family. It was fucking cool, man. It was like being able to drink and shit. The last time I went there, I was so young. I wasn't drinking or smoking. So
right.
That was like a vibe. You know,
like family that live there or anything?
Yeah,
like
my aunt. So my aunt, I went to the house my dad was raised in and shit.
Oh, no. Okay, so his family grew up in Jamaica.
Yeah, yeah, man.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Where's your family from?
I know we're Jewish.
I was part of a Seder once, by the way.
Oh, you went to a Seder? What'd you think?
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah? Did you fucking like search for the Afikoman?
Man, I had a yarmulke on.
Ah, man.
And shout out Jeff, because that's who my homie from college, he's okay. Jewish, and he was like, dude, you ever been part of one? And I was like, nah, let's go. And I went with his whole family, and there's a lot of food, man.
Did you read from the Haggadah?
No. Someone did, though.
What the fuck else did we do? Oh, did you dip celery in salt water?
No. Is that customary?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else.
We ate a lot of food. It was like different, yeah. Like you eat like a little bit of this thing, like a bigger plate, then like
yeah.
a little thing. And then
yeah, yeah. No,
I had
food,
Manischewitz,
food
I think.
Yeah, yeah, Manischewitz. Shout out to Manischewitz.
What
we
about
gotta get a Manischewitz sponsor in here. What's
you know
that again?
Grape juice, Kedem, Kedem.
Yeah, Kedem grape juice.
Yes,
yeah, that's
yes.
When I was when I went to Hebrew school as a young little Jewish boy, that was what I would spill on my white polo shirt all the time.
I was having that, which I don't know if that's sacrilegious or not, but
no.
I grew up a Christian church, but we'd have Kedem in Christian church.
Oh, you would?
For communion.
Ah.
And I'd look at the bottle and I'm like, there's Hebrew in this bottle. It's kind of funny.
Wait, I thought at the Christian church, I thought they're like, okay, because in the Jewish, when we do the Jewish things, they use grape juice as wine.
Yeah.
Like in whatever customary thing, like if it requires wine, they'll just use grape juice. But I thought that at church, they're just like, fuck it, let's just give the kids wine.
Not in my church.
No, not your church. They do real wine. They do
was,
the grape juice.
It was grape juice. It was it was the Jewish grape juice. Crazy, right?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the cool churches, though, they're just like, fuck it, let the kids.
If the kids do it, it's not every week and shit anyway.
Jesus'
right?
body was not grape juice, it was wine. Is it the body? No, it's the blood.
The blood. The body was that little cheap-ass cracker
I've
shit.
I've never had one of those crackers. Are they good?
It tastes like anything. And he's like, this is the body. And then it has like a cross in the middle, and you take your fingers and you snap it in half. And then you put it in your mouth.
Can you just like go to the supermarket and buy those?
Yeah.
Do you think anyone ever like... has that as just a staple of their pantry? Like they'll sit and watch TV while they eat the crackers.
That's weird.
There's got to be someone who does that.
There's got to be at least one person that's like, I'm addicted to the little Jesus' body, technically, right?
There's got to be somebody.
Somebody's out there.
I will say, did you have matzah at the Seder?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Great. Matzah ball soup is also very good.
Matzah ball soup is great. People do not like matzah. I'm a huge matzah fan.
Matzah's good. I've also had gefilte fish.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fish guy. But gefilte fish, that's a big staple of the Seder.
What about horseradish?
That's another big staple of the Seder that I also am in on. How about, horosis? Do you have horosis?
That sounds like a disease.
It does sound like a disease.
Like cirrhosis of the liver?
Yes, it does sound like a disease now that you mention it. But it's an apple-y nut thing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. You put it on some you put it on matzah and you eat it.
What?
Like that.
I know more than about the Jewish
You know more about Jews than I do.
I know a lot. I didn't realize that till right now.
You ever go to services or anything? Is that the most Jewish thing you ever done?
Yes.
The Seder?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna move on from this topic, but have you ever been to a bar mitzvah?
I feel like I have. I can't remember, but why wouldn't I at this point, right?
Did you like when you were like 13, did you have any Jewish friends?
Well, I didn't know Jeff yet, so maybe not. I met him when I was like 20.
Okay, then yeah, he's probably, unless if he was one of those kids who's like, I never had a bar mitzvah because my dad wasn't around or whatever.
Yeah, hooking it up. You get gifts and shit too, right?
Oh, yeah, you get a lot of money. Yeah, that's the whole reason.
And then you have to read the Torah, right?
You have to read the Torah.
I'm telling you, I know shit, bro. Look at this shit. I know
you really do. Yeah,
I don't even know how to.
Do you know about Shabbat? What do you know about Shabbat?
I've heard the name.
We do it every Friday, and we light a candle and
yes,
wine, yes. More wine, and you don't. I think if you're really Jewish, you don't use electronics,
right? And you don't like push. You can't use your hands to like.
You can't work.
Work. Yeah. Technically, I'm kind of cheating because I'm from Flatbush. It's like.
Are there a lot of Jews in Flatbush?
Hell yeah.
Oh, is Flatbush a Jewish area?
Flatbush is Caribbean and Jewish.
Really? So we're Flatbush right now.
We're Flatbush right now.
I'm honored.
It's literally like there's so many like Jewish schools.
Yeah.
Even though we don't go to the same school, they're like a school will be like across the street from another local school, and it'd be like a Jewish school.
Were the Jews and the Caribbeans, did they like get along? Were they like hanging out with each other? Or did they kind of stick to their own thing?
I'd say everybody kind of was. That's how New York is, man. It's like, but we have Hasidic Jews too. It's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
They don't really talk to anyone
Hasidic
else.
Orthodox Jews are a little bit more like sort of reserved and like doing their own thing than, I guess I'm either a conservative Jew or a reform Jew. I'm on the opposite side of that spectrum.
I got
but you. Yeah, no, Orthodox Jews is a whole other thing.
Have you ever seen the movie Religulous with Bill Maher?
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
That's a good one. You should check that out.
Is that how you learned all the stuff about Jews?
No. It's just a good movie. It's like a really enriching about like, I think he's trying to expose religion in a way, but he was just asking a bunch of questions, and it's really a good like watch.
Mm. Yeah, okay, I'll put that on the list.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have any Jewish callers in the... you got me hyped up on all the Jew talk.
Yo, I feel amazing. Like, let's go.
So Flatbush is Caribbean and...
I'm telling you, it's big
Jewish.
Time.
Yeah, because I know that there's a lot of areas of Brooklyn, because I've been to Brooklyn a bunch of times, but I know that I've gone there and I've just seen a bunch
of... Think
of
all the bagel shops. They're kosher.
Yeah. Yeah,
kosher bagel shops.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That's true. I could never keep kosher.
No, right?
You do like
it's hard.
Do you do any? Are you like? Do you have any dietary things?
I used to try, but it's hard, man. Everything is so tasty.
Like vegetarian?
Yeah. In sixth grade, when my brother was a vegetarian, and I wanted to be like him.
Yeah.
So I would have like soy dogs and shit like that. But then I'm like looking at the back of the like the nutrition facts, and I'm like. There's no meat in this shit, but I'm going to have a heart attack from all this fucking
shit's
cholesterol.
Worse than the meat.
This shit is sodium. It's like 15% of just pure salt and sometimes like MSG and shit. So some people think that they're like healthy because they're vegetarian, but you're not even supplying the nutrients you need, you know?
I'm so heavily between like... I'm very heavily between two mindsets. One mindset is I love life. And I want to live it as long as possible, so I should have a healthy diet and exercise so that I can
absolutely
extend my life force. And then another part of my mindset is like, well, One of the things I really like in life is eating a lot of Welch's fruit snacks.
The grape ones. The strawberry ones are really
strawberry
good,
too. Strawberry ones are great, too. And
you know, the Auntie Anne's
cookies. Oh, and I'm like, do I deprive myself of that part of my life that I really enjoy, which is just eating horrible, stupid things to live longer? I don't know. I haven't made a decision about it. I'm constantly sort of between.
It's hard, man, because most of the shit that's really good for you doesn't taste amazing.
No, it really doesn't.
And the shit that's really bad for you tastes fucking great. Like, I don't know if any soul food is good for you. Collard greens, maybe. I guess because it's vegetables, but like.
What is soul food? That's like mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, fucking collard greens, candied yams.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm getting hungry. Soul food, bro. Like fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Fried chicken.
I could never stop eating that. I think.
Oh, no. It's bad. Every time I eat fried chicken, it's very good, but afterwards I can really feel my chest tighten.
All little birds. You know what I do think about? Sometimes when I'm eating chicken wings and I'm like running through them, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this is a lot of birds I'm eating.
Yeah, dude. I do think about that.
It fucks me up. I'm like, damn, I had like 16 birds today.
Ah, that's why they're here.
Yeah.
Just to get eaten.
To be eaten. Yeah. You don't have any chicken here, do you?
Fried chicken? Oh, like in the thing?
Like you have fried chicken here where we're like in the ocean?
Oh, like in the studio or like we have fish.
Yeah, fish. You ever seen TED Talks?
Have you ever seen TED Talks? I don't know what TED Talk is.
There's one episode where this dude has like a camera that goes in the ocean really deep.
Yeah.
And he shows footage of this thing that looks like a turkey.
Yeah.
And it's in the ocean, man. And he's like, that's an alien.
I bet that shit tastes delicious.
Probably, I was thinking the same
thing.
Like
a deep sea.
It looks like a turkey, too. It must taste great.
Like a deep sea, like piranha.
Mm.
Do you like seafood?
Yeah, I love seafood. Man. I love sushi, too.
Man. Shit, I'm getting hungry, man. I love an octopus.
Octopus is great.
Now, if I ever met an octopus in real life, I would
like calamari? Out. You like calamari?
I love calamari.
Yeah.
Fried calamari.
Fried calamari.
Grilled calamari is good, too, man.
Grilled? I'll eat almost anything.
I kind of want to figure out what's going on here.
All right, let's see what's going on.
Andres the Giant. What's up, man?
Am I on this, John?
Oh, God.
Very loudly, yes.
Are you from Philly?
How'd you know?
Because you said John.
Of course. Yo, Eric, I met you at a Philly show for a Vacation in Hell maybe like 3 years ago. Got the VIP pass.
Do you remember him?
Did you go to the meet and greet?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I kind of remember that.
Yeah, fuck, and maybe. I said something to Beach about ODB or something. But, dude, I don't know if I want to talk about this now.
Well, listen, Andres, it says here, I'll talk about it for you, and then you can take the reins. It says here, you had
set... Maybe you did not use my name, actually. I have such a...
We already did. We already used it.
It's already... You already put it out there.
It's already out, yep. But we can use a different... You want to go on a different name from now?
Kyle,
it says here that you had sex with a porn star that is also dating an acquaintance of yours. It says you have absolutely no regrets... And you feel no remorse. And if, you know, I'm not going to read off of this thing anymore. Tell me your story. Tell me your feelings. Let's hear it from your mouth, not mine. What's going on, Kyle?
No, she was pretty cute. And we got to talking. I mean, like, it's only an acquaintance. Like, he's a really cool dude. But, like, you know, she's really hot.
How did you meet her? Did you meet her through him?
You met her in Cider.
Just like she works at a bar I frequent.
A bar you frequent? I've never frequented a bar. That's why that's like an SAT word.
You're a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you know that this lady was dating, I guess you're saying he's not a friend, he's an acquaintance, but you slept with her anyway, and you claim to have no remorse. I have to bring up this one thing that you apparently told the call screener. You apparently told the call screener that you feel like cheating is a natural part of the world. I want to hear your perspective on this.
He kind of posed it like that. He asked that question. I was like, kind of, yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean, do you stand by that statement?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, tell us your thoughts.
Like, you don't know anybody that she's been cheated on?
Well, tell us your thoughts about it. Why do you feel as though it is a natural part of the world?
Because, you know, fucking people fall out of love, and, I mean, love isn't love sometimes, and sometimes, lust is love. I don't know, man, you got the answers, right?
I do not have the answers on why you feel the way you have the answers as to why you feel the way you feel about things.
Right.
I'm asking you your personal opinion, which I do not have because I am not.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, people cheat, dude. Like,
Eric, you sound like you have something you want to say.
Especially, I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying, but I don't even think you know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm trying not to expose myself here.
Then you didn't want us to use your real name.
Like,
so.
I really haven't told anybody.
Are you afraid, Andres? I'm going to fucking call you Andres. Andres, are you afraid of... I feel like... Can I be honest? Look, here's the thing. And on this show, I'm not here to, like... I'm not here to judge you for any whatever it is. You know, if you have... Mm-hmm. I mean, the chat is a different thing. They do whatever they want. But if tell us your genuine thoughts on things. You know, I'm here to... only tease them out of you and not, give my own personal...
I'm still young. I'm trying to fuck around, do some stupid shit, whatever.
Okay.
How old are you?
22.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead and cheat.
I mean, I'm single, whatever.
Yeah, do whatever. I mean, whatever. You're... Hey, you
okay.
Know what?
Well,
what
do can that? I bring up? I want to bring up something. Let's do a quick thing here, Andres. How would you feel if you were dating a girl and she cheated on you? Well, how would you honestly feel? Would you stand by? Because it's one thing if you cheat and you're like, well, cheating's a natural part of the world. But if somebody cheats on you, do you also go, well, cheating's a natural part of the world? Like, how do you respond?
Great question.
True. I mean, I'd move on. I mean, I'd move on from that person, maybe. I'd most definitely move on from that person, I guess.
You wouldn't feel like shit?
Right, I was going to say, but you feel salty.
At the same time, I mean, like... But it hasn't everybody thought about cheating at one point ever? Like, I mean, like, everybody does. Like, even I have. Like, even in past relationships.
I mean, that doesn't make it...
It's a different thing, I guess, yeah?
Doesn't make it right. Only reason why I said if you're 22, you can cheat is because, like... You know, like when your parents tell you when you're in high school and it's like, man, I got this friend. His name is blank and he's my best friend. And your parents say shit like... After you graduate from school, you might never speak to that motherfucker ever again. And I used to be like, no, wait, that's my best friend, man. How could you say that? I don't talk to anybody from my school. I talk to one guy and maybe a girl who recently got married. For me, like, they were right. And that's only a couple years after you graduate from high school. So you're still in that kind of age where, like, who gives a fuck? You know, just have fun. I don't think you should be disobedient or lie. Because what people ever think about when you cheat is...
on some small town bullshit.
Yes, exactly. But you don't want to get an STD, and you also don't have a kid with some random girl. So
If you're gonna cheat,
dude, I've been hearing that.
If you're gonna cheat, I think you should just be straight up. You might even have a chick that might be down with the little thing that you was trying to do on the side.
I think it's kind of a little tiny bit of an open relationship. I'm not like a little tiny bit.
What? See, listen, listen, Andres. I want to bring up another thing to you. Okay, so look, you have the desire to, you know, hang around with multiple people. It's okay. You know, look, it's okay. You have your desires. There's ethical ways to pursue those desires.
Right.
Through means of communication.
I guess you're right, but like,
you know, and I don't know if you've, have you considered that? Have you considered, like, okay, I can be with multiple people as long as I'm up front with all those people, and if I've, you know, created a foundational relationship in which everybody is aware of what's going on and whatnot, have you considered that?
You know, I have, but, like, that's so awkward, dude.
You feel awkward?
That would be awkward as fuck. Go up to your friend and be like, hey, can I fuck your girlfriend too?
See what he says.
He might say yes. Yeah, that was a nervous laugh because you might be scared to ask, but you'd be surprised what you could get if you asked for it.
That is true.
I guess, bro.
And if you really want a dude's girlfriend, I mean, like, he might be like, take her.
Pretty valid, but
she's a porn star, so she's already used to being with other guys, right?
Maybe they have a chill relationship. Maybe there's, like, you know, she's open to. But listen, you're not, Andres. All I will say is I think there's a way for you to pursue the kind of lifestyle that you're interested in pursuing in an ethical way. And I would just consider that.
All right.
Do you have anything else you want to say to Andres?
He doesn't
there's
sound.
There's so many more layers, but I'm not going to get into it.
You don't really sound convinced. Not. You don't sound convinced. It sounds like you still.
She would. All right. No, I can't say.
I'll let you say one more thing, and then we'll move on. Andres, what do you want to say to the people?
She's like a coworker of a chick I used to really like. Whatever.
Andres, I'm going to pray for you. It's a Jewish God. He's not the most active God. He's not the most effective God, but he's the one I've got, so I'll pray to him
for
you.
That's it. We pray for you.
Have a good night, Andres.
Yeah, please fucking hang up, Doug.
that is maybe the top. I would put that among the top 10 strangest energies I've ever received.
I couldn't
on the
tell
show.
Where it was coming. I couldn't tell if he was like with it or not with it, and then porn. It just was a mixed bag.
I know. And at the end, he was like, "I want you to hang up on me."
He's like, "Yeah, hang up on me, man." He's like BDSM or
yeah. I was about to say. I think he's a little. He had some like sadistic.
Yeah.
Was it sadistic or sadistic is when you inflict the pain. He had some masochistic.
Yes.
Tendencies on him.
Yes. Yeah, something punishment, something guilt, shame. I don't know. Shame.
Maybe he enjoy. Maybe you know what it is. You know what it could be. Because I brought up into the idea. I'm like, well, maybe you could find a lady who's interested in like an open relationship or a polygamous thing or whatnot. But I think that doesn't satisfy him. I think the thrill
probably is what it does it for him.
Yeah, the thrill of the fact that he's doing something he shouldn't be doing is the thing for him. And that's why he wasn't receptive to the idea.
Right. We tried to give him alternative things, but he couldn't even explain himself. So I think you're right. I think you're right.
I don't know if he knows what he's talking about either. But does anyone know what they're talking about?
No.
How are you feeling?
Feel great.
You want to keep taking calls?
I think we should.
Beautiful.
Like, what the hell is going to follow that one?
Alice?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Alice?
Geck? I'm doing great. How are you?
We're chilling. We're chilling. Alice, is there anything in particular? I'm going to do a tangent here. I'm always trying to decide, like, should I read what it says here because I already know what you want to talk about? Or should I say, Alice, is there anything that you want to talk about so that you can tell it in your own words?
Right.
You can read it out, you know.
No, I mean, you can tell us. Tell us, what is it that you want to talk about?
Oh, okay. I was just sort of, like, considering for a while now to, like, drop out of school, drop out of college, and, well, start working at Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kind of work my way up using my physique to potentially do porn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I think I could, like, I don't know. Like, I'm still working on it. That's why I'm thinking of, like, just starting on easy, but dropping out of college is, like, a big deal, too, so.
So, can I say what it says here? It says here that it says you want to go into porn, but you say you're not ready yet, and you view a job at Hooters as, like, a way, it says here, to work your confidence up. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically. Like, sort of like a gateway, you know? Like, just getting used to, like, being looked at like that.
Okay.
Is that, and you say that's why you're not ready, because you don't have the confidence yet?
Yeah, I'm still, like, I have to definitely work on, like, being fully confident enough for that. As well as, like, you know, my parents will not be very happy with that route if I take it, you know?
So let me ask you, what is the driving force? Like, why? Like, tell me why. Why do you want to go into porn?
Why exactly?
Well, I just thought about it for a long time because, like, to be honest with you, like, I don't know. I've always been told I have, like, big tits. So, like, I have gotten that kind of attention a lot, and I think it's just, like, a matter of time when I can, like, navigate my way through this capitalist, like, economy.
Right, but besides, like, you know, people telling you that you should go into it, like, what's your own personal, like, what, like, do you feel like you would like it? Like,
what's your personal affinity to porn?
Exactly. Oh, forgetting about what other people are telling you should do. Like, why do you feel like you should do it?
Oh, I think it'll be hot. And I think if I succeed, I can, like, make good money off of, like, something, like, that I find hot.
Okay.
That's fair. Nice. I feel, because I feel like,
not a bad answer.
Well, because I was gonna say what mildly concerned me was you talking about, like, built, like, you want to build up your confidence and shit, and I was just like trying to make sure, like, are you going into this for, like, the right reasons?
Reason, right. I agree
for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, sort of the debate I still kind of have in my head. Like, there's two sides to it. Like, I don't know, should I just keep going to college and hating school and, like, just not wanting to do that with my life, or should I, like, kind of risk it all and just try it out?
If it's a passion, that's different than a hobby, right? A passion is like, yo, if I don't try to do this thing, I'm gonna fucking hate myself forever. If you feel like that, that's a lot different than, sure, I could do this on the side. You can still go to school, shoot a little porn, you know what I mean, if that's what you want to do.
That is true.
You know?
Very true. That's true. I guess, yeah.
You can always start your way up before you get to, like, Bang Bros and shit. You gotta, like,
intimidating.
Yeah, I would say the same thing to you that I would say to, like, I mean, you know, like, you know, like, people who wanna, like, whatever, like, do music or do, like, it's anything. Everyone's always like, oh, I need to quit. I need to completely disrupt my life.
Right.
To pursue my dreams. Then I realize you can, like, you know, you can do both.
I had three jobs before I left to make music. I worked at Guitar Center. I worked at Mexican Summer Records. And I worked at Sony Music. I had three jobs. And then I quit all three once I had some traction with doing something on the side. And then I decided to do it full. So although I didn't want to do porn, music is my porn, I guess. So that's how I did it. That might work for you. Just kind of get your feet in to, you know, and I mean, shit, going to school is cool. You can meet a bunch of people. It's actually more social than sitting at the crib and shooting a porn. So maybe you might want to like keep that for now, maybe a semester or two, and then squeeze for in the porn. Yeah. Pun intended.
Squeeze in porn. Like, I like that.
There's like sort of pressure, like stay to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, get that like degree and like just go on the straight path. But I don't know, you're right. I should just go for it and like not completely disrupt my life. But I really like, at school. So it's very tempting to just drop out completely.
Well, what would you be studying in school?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm studying psychology.
Oh, okay. So like, I don't know about, I don't know what it's like for psychology. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
What did you study?
Graphic design and animation.
Okay. I studied film, and I don't know about you. I don't know about either of you guys, but when I was in college, I maybe went to class for like 2 hours a day or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the time, you have to do whatever.
Whatever.
So like, you know, go to class, get your homework done. And then fucking shoot porn.
Shoot some porn.
If that's what you want to do. My whole thing was like, you making sure that you're doing it for the right reasons, not because like you want validation,
right,
of any kind from any outside source.
Because the Hooters thing kind of scared me.
Yeah.
Because you can work at Hooters and never run a pursuit porn.
I thought like that would be like a good stepping stone. But yeah, I guess. It is slightly concerning. I don't know. I do care a lot about like how people perceive me, which is like why it's like sort of like hard to decide if it's like the right choice in the first place, you know. Like,
right.
I know my family doesn't want me being a porn star, you know.
Like personally, if I were to talk to someone that is dying to do porn, they'd probably say, "Oh, I love to fuck on camera." So, I figured why not get paid for it, you know? That's what I thought would be the normal, like, background resume for someone who wants to do it. Maybe they're stripping first, and maybe that's kind of, like, the gateway, because they're like, well, I like the attention of that I feel, you know what I'm saying? And then I got into that. But Hooters, they make good wings. Yeah. I don't know if they make good porn stars.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I just assume, like, since we, like, wear, like, tight shirts and, like, walk around looking cute, it'd be, like,
totally
get used to and then, like, work our way up. But stripping, I didn't even think of that. That's, like, a good idea.
Yo, we're killing it right now.
Listen, Alice, thesis of the call, do whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you smile.
Thanks.
Is there anything else that you want to say to Eric the Architect or to Mia Gecko? I guess you're also a gecko. Is there anything you want to say to two geckos or to yourself or to the chat or to God before we go, Alice?
My boyfriend wants to say hi real quick.
Hey, I love you guys so much, dude. I watch you all the time. And I'm so excited that I get to see you right here. This is sick.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you, homies.
He's geeking.
All right. Oh fuck! I do that sometimes.
No, that's cool. Like, that's cool.
That was the end.
That was cool.
We did it.
It was rounding itself.
It was rounding itself out.
I had no idea, dude was right there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's fine. You know that. People should do what makes them happy. I was just the reason why, you know, I was just saying it's because like I didn't want, you know, is it like a whole thing of like I need other people to like
right,
validate me, or is it a thing of like I genuinely enjoy having sex on camera? Then it's like, please go for it.
I don't know any porn stars, but I'm sure they're like, nah, I really like that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just waiting for her to say, I really like that shit. That's why I want to do it.
I mean, that's like, if you kind of got it made where, like, you know, you don't run it, because I know that, whatever, in that industry, I'm sure there's a lot of evils to run into, but if you avoid those and you can make money and you're living a cool lifestyle, I'm sure that's a lifestyle that you could grow to like.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's unforgiving it is or anal fish. I don't know.
You ever been to Hooters?
Yeah.
I've never been.
The wings are really good, bro. The hot sauce is really, 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 really good.
Okay, I got to go sometime.
Yeah. It's funny. I didn't even go because, like, I'm trying to be perverse and shit. They have good food.
Really?
Yeah, for the price, it's really good.
What's the best thing on the menu?
The wings.
Okay. Is it
wings, fries, wings.
Do they have Hooters in L.A.?
Probably.
Okay.
The ones I went to were in Jersey.
I got to go get some wings.
They're, like, usually on, like, a boardwalk, like one of those outdoor mall kind of things. It's like a Hooters.
They had one in Baltimore, but I think it's closed.
Ah, you got a lot of calls, man. Jesus.
Yeah, we have.
Damn.
Yeah, we have 14,000 missed calls.
That is insane.
Pretty crazy. Rosemary?
Oh, hello. Hi.
How are you, Rosemary?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
I'm dandy.
Dandy's a good word. Why just okay, Rosemary? What's going on with you this evening?
Nothing really bad happened today. There's just a lot going on in my life right now.
Well, it says here that you're wondering if you should not break up with, but ghost your boyfriend of 6 years.
Fuck.
He's been saying he wants to marry her. He's been saying he wants to marry you. And he's been saying that he wants you to be a stay-at-home wife, but that he changed his mind out of the blue. In your words, what's going on?
This is deep.
Yeah. Well, basically, we've been dating since college. And to be fair, I did bring it up first. Full honesty here.
By it, you mean marriage.
But I'm sorry?
By it, you mean marriage.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
And he said he was into it at the time, but he wanted us to, you know, get through college and stuff, which makes sense. I agreed with that. And then he continued to talk about it. And he would bring up stuff like, oh, we should go here for our honeymoon. You should meet my aunt. And then out of the blue one month, I think it was August of last year, August or September. And he just said, actually, I don't know. I changed my mind. No.
I see.
And there was no lead up.
Well... what do you want, Rosemary?
Honestly, I'm kind of past the point of anger or depression. And I just kind of want to end the situation, but I don't feel like he deserves any respect in the ending. Ugh, that sounds mean. I don't want to be mean.
No, I don't think you're mean.
You just got to do... So you don't want to be with him, but you don't want to break his heart? Is that what you're saying?
See, that's where my dilemma comes. I kind of do, because I feel like he deserves it. But I don't know how to explain it. I don't, because we have a lot of intimacy, you know.
There's a revenge seeking part of your brain. Is that sort of what we're hearing?
Yeah.
I see. It's a bit petty. A little petty.
What do you want, Rosemary? When you look at your future, your life, do you envision yourself being a stay-at-home wife or mom? What do you personally want for yourself?
I didn't mind that at all. I was very into it. I have ADHD and autism, and the 9 to 5 was kind of burning me out quite a bit. And I wanted to focus on more of my freelance work. So I agreed with this. I was fine with this.
Okay.
So, but I kind of feel lured into dumping my better job into being this. Just for him to change his mind.
Where does he work?
He works at, he works at an accounting firm. He has a lot, I hesitate because he has a lot of clients.
You know, okay, here's my thing.
Yeah.
Is, you know, Rosemary, I feel like, listen, you deserve to pursue whatever type of life you want. And I what you don't deserve, what I don't want for you, is for your life, your vision for yourself, whatever it is, your lifestyle, your career, to be at the whim of this guy.
Of the guy.
You know?
Totally.
You deserve to be in the pilot seat.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, I understand that. And I wasn't trying to, like, take the power from myself at all because I was making pretty decent money. But I don't know. I trusted him, and I kind of feel stupid for that.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
Well, do you think you'd be happier without that love anymore? Or do you think that it'd be better
honestly, at this point, yeah.
Yeah?
At this point, yes. If you had asked me like 6-7 months ago, no.
This is a tough one. I think considering that you didn't mind making that sacrifice when you're a better headspace with him, but you also love him, but you don't want to be with him, I think you'd... Maybe he would respect if you were just straight up and just say, we need some space. And then you can decide then if once you say that, that you can make that space be 2 weeks or 2 years, you know. But that initial conversation can give him the option to make him feel like he has the power. But you actually do because you secretly know that this can be an extended break or it could be forever. It could be for a temporary. It could be. You might find a happiness or seek that time with another person that may fulfill some of the things that you want.
I think that's valid. It's just kind of hard to trust him now because he was like offering up all these plans while he was thinking it.
Now, see, Rosemary, if I were you, I would really think, I asked you already kind of what you want, and, you know, you said that you would have been happy being a stay-at-home wife, and, you know, I respect that and everything, and I think if I were you, I would really have a cute sit, a nice sit, and a nice think about where you want your life to go, and then definitively decide that, and then say to him, listen, this is what I'm going to do. This is my plan. I love you very much, and you are welcome to join me on my plan for my life. But I'm no longer leaving my plan for my life up to you.
To you.
Here's what I want to do. You're welcome to fit your way into it if what you want to do fits into it. But you're not in the control anymore. What do you think about that?
I would agree with that. The kicker with that is I have sat him down and talked about this stuff, and he always said, most recent one, he said he just doesn't know and to not pressure him.
Well, shit, dude, that's your answer, man.
It's written in stone, then.
I'm just wondering if ghosting is too far.
Well, I mean, that's not ghosting. That's you had the conversation.
You had the conversation. Ghosting is not... I just
kind of like want to pick up my stuff in my apartment and just be gone one day. But I also don't want to hurt his feelings that bad.
You guys live together.
Yes. Oh, that was an important thing. We live together.
Ah, that makes it more interesting. Yeah.
Here's what I would say. Okay, you sound like you really want to leave. Again, I'm not here to tell you what to do. But if you are gonna do that and you don't want to ghost him, then like, tell him what you're doing and then
just be out
and then peace out.
It's only ghosting if you don't say anything. Just right. Be like, maybe you're just conveniently packing up a bag and maybe you're putting some stuff in a cardboard box. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, you know. Remember we had that conversation? I think I'm just going to, like, stay by my cousins or something like that. Maybe you soften the blow by kind of, like, telling them that, oh, you're going to go somewhere else for a while. He's going to get the hint. He knows what the fuck. He knows you. You guys have been dating for that long. He's going to be able to tell that you don't want to be in this relationship anymore. And make that transition easy for yourself. Don't make it something that should be extended more than it has to be. Just kind of get into, you know, like I said, maybe you're just packing up some stuff and he's wondering what's going on. And then it makes that conversation even easier to have before you leave, you know, that way you don't have to reopen a Band-Aid. Just get the fuck out of there. But also don't listen to me, but that's just what I would do.
No, I think that's valid advice.
Well, listen, Rosemary, whatever you do, I really hope, I try not to tell people what to do.
Yeah, I don't
know. The whole thing of this whole like show is like talking through things with people.
I don't want to be like...
But I also really, but there are some times, like, this is a great example where, like, I really do want to tell you what to do. all I want for you, Rosemary, is, like, to take the pilot seat of what you want to do. So before we go, as we're winding this down, I just hope that you do that. I hope you have the courage to do that. And I hope that, you know, you take your precious resource of life and you definitively put yourself in the driver's seat and not this guy.
You come first.
You're right. It'll be easier for both of us, probably. And I really hope he finds what he wants. Like, I don't necessarily wish anything ill on him.
That's Rosemary, good. Is there anything that you want to say to the computer before we go?
You guys are great. I love your gecko suits. And I hope you both have a great night.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you. Wow. That's fantastic.
Eric the Architect. I think that was a good one to close on.
Yeah, that was festive. That was relationship advice is always hard for me, man, because we all in relationships with someone. The best friend is your homie, is your relationship. You know? I don't want to tell you to like fuck over some dude that's like helping you pay your bills or some shit, and then you listen to me and now you're in the street or something. So
it's hard. I've always said I try my best with the calls on here to, like, more so talk through situations than to, like...
This is what you need to do.
This is what... Then be like, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I really did feel for her because it's like... I would just hate to be in that position where,
once
like...
Once she said she lived with the dude, I was like, oh, yeah. That changes it. I thought it was like... I didn't consider the 6 years for a second. I was like, oh, yeah, that is hard.
Well...
Yeah.
I wish her good luck.
What was her name again?
Rosemary.
That's a good spice as well, so she should be okay.
See, this is, I hear things like this and I'm like, you have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
I feel like relationships are tough for me because I really like my independence. Like, when I was hearing her, I'm like, God, it fucking sucks to just have like... No, I'm just like, it fucking sucks to have like whatever your future plans for life, like, you know, dictating upon another person.
Yeah.
And also, like, if I ever fuck up, I'm like, I'm totally fine with fucking up and having it only affect me. This is why I can't even. Like, when I have, like, if I don't do the dishes when I live alone, like, it's disgusting, but I'm the only one that has to deal
it's your
with
shit.
That. I'm like, I'm okay fucking over myself, and, you know, but it sucks when other people have to, you know.
Deal with your shit.
Deal with your shit. That's a tough thing about, you know.
Totally.
A lot was said.
A lot was said. We had a quite mixed bag, you said, of calls.
Yeah, dude, this was great, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything that you want to plug? Anything you want to tell the people before we go, Eric? Anything you want to say at all?
Shit, man.
To the folks.
I thought I would be hot in this suit. I'm not.
It's not that bad, right?
No, it's not that bad at all. I hope you can have even more varied people to come here and talk to you.
Of course.
So this is a great platform to be yourself in somebody else's body or another animal. That's cool as hell. Mm-hmm. And I guess in general for me, man, this is like one of the coolest things I've done in a while.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm jazzed to hear that, man.
It's a vibe. And, you know, this is really inspiring because I haven't been on Twitch in a while. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see some people in the chat kicking it with us. It's definitely the best music I've ever made at this current moment. So I don't really do a lot of stuff that's not music.
Mm-hmm.
But this hopefully can be inspiring to anybody working on something creative. It's always cool to step away and just kick it.
Of course.
It's normal. I think especially through COVID, it makes you feel like you have to work on shit all the time and you're like fucking up if you're not this like busy person all the time. It kind of dictates like you're lazy or some shit
because
you want to hang out or because you want to party. And I think like as things are becoming more safe, it's good to have that balance, you know?
Yeah, man, it's good to step away. And I also this is one of the reasons I really like having musicians on the show is because it's like it's fun when like you're not doing your like normal thing. You're like an extra
totally
thing. Like
totally.
It's cool to like, you know, experience that or
do some other shit.
Do some other shit.
Because all it's gonna do is gonna inspire you, man.
Of course.
You know, because all the things that we're doing seem redundant without breaking it up a bit. And, you know, I stay in the studio, you know, but
what's when's the new album coming out?
I can't say the date.
Oh, you can't say the date. Oh, okay. I kept trying to get you because I know your manager was like, tell them the thing.
Yeah.
And I thought you had a thing you wanted.
Oh, no. I don't have. I don't have a date, but
okay. It
is Future Proof, the album. It's going to be a fucking show.
The album's called Future Proof.
Future Proof.
What does Future Proof mean?
Oh, Future Proof is a whole thing, right? Like, okay. Like, I thought of it because, like, I'm into tech. I'm sure you're into tech too, right? And when you...
I like the computer.
Especially, right? So, especially, like, when you're buying a new computer, right? Or a new gear. You know, let's consider, like, Apple computer or something, right? Yeah. You'll be like, yo, they got the stock computer at Best Buy. And you're like, I don't want that shit. I want to Future Proof the shit.
Mm.
I want to make sure I put enough RAM and hard drive space in it so that I can hold this computer for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, during COVID... In the lockdown, I think I was investing in all this equipment, but I was thinking about like the equipment before I was thinking about how I was feeling.
Mm.
And then I was like, well, how do we future-proof ourselves through technology? How do we future-proof yourself as a human being? And then I was like, well, damn, we're ordering all this food every day. I hope we're recycling. You know, we're ordering all this stuff off Amazon. I hope we're recycling.
Yeah.
I have all this free time, all the fucking time. I hope I'm learning a new skill.
Yeah.
I am an entrepreneur. I'm a black business owner. I hope that I'm having all my legal shit right on the copywriting and trademarking of stuff that I put all this time and money into.
The whole fucking thing.
Hope I'm mentally all right too, you know, with this meditating or do some shit like this, just getting some shit up your chest. Mm-hmm. Like, hope you're practicing all these things because that's how you future proof yourself. And that's when I was like, aha.
It's a great name for an album.
Yeah. And then I just thought, like, how does one do that? And I did the EP, but I think that was just a small slice of what I really wanted to say. And the album showcases my journey through future-proofing myself, but not a linear story. It's quite one that I think that people listen to the group probably want to hear from me.
Mm.
Something that you have to kind of, like, dedicate some time to do on your own. Because a group has to sacrifice, you know? There's only one space for you. So when you have 3 minutes or 4 minutes of a song to yourself, there's a lot more you can say.
Damn. That's a hot sell. I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah. I want you to hear it. So I'm not completely done, but I definitely want you to check out what I'm working on.
Of course, man. I would love to. Yeah, and dude, hey, listen, if you want to make anything for the show, that would be sick.
Yeah, now the piano shit got me inspired.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Dude, Eric, you've been awesome, man. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man. Hell yeah.
Eric the Architect, baby.
Yee! Let's go. Therapy Geckos on the line, taking your phone calls.
not real.